constantly just crawl, looking for the man that attacked me.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Shot of Italian composer Riz Ortolani. We started off with the Q Tiffany sequence M22 from the 1967 spy movie The Tiffany Memorandum. And in the background, from 1975's grindhouse cult classic Mondo Candido, this is Azzurro in Nuvole, which translates as blue in clouds. And although both soundtracks are hard to find, the Tiffany sequence can be easily found on Volume 1 of Beat at Cinecittà, 90s run of compilations on Italian exploitation film music focusing on the 60s and 70s. That's how we're going to kick off this episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired broadcast here on UBC's summer-ending panicked community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I will be mangling multiple languages here until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can always email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So, after all the hot weather we've been having, there's a little scent of autumn in the air. And, of course, school will be starting here in 2 weeks. So, don't panic. I think everything will be okay. So later on in the show, we're going to go back 50 years to Riz Ortolani's first score, which is a collaboration he did with fellow countryman Nino Oliviero for another Mondo film, Mondo Cane. It translates as A Dog's World. That title was also recently used by Mike Patton for an album of Italian pop covers, so we'll listen to a few of those as well. Otherwise, I'll play the last of interviews I had from the Catalano Music Festival, and that would be with the High Drops. And we'll also look at Pussy Riot, the Russian feminist punk band that were recently jailed in the news, and everyone's reactions to that. But first off, we got some new music from the John Spencer Blues Explosion. Aside from a few singles, including a cover of Black Betty for a Volkswagen commercial and the theme to Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations, no new music's really come from the New York trio since 2004's Damage. But after a brief hiatus, they started touring again. They re-released most of their catalog, and John Spencer, Judah Bauer, and Russell Simmons, as they said, they circled the wagons, and they recorded some new music last year, which will come out next month in the form of Meat and Bone. They're going to also play the Biltmore Cabaret November 14th, and that should be a total blast. So from Meat and Bone, here are the John Spencer Blues Explosion with Black Mold here, CITR.
Label, Scratch Records, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discord Magazine present a special evening with Joel R.L. Phelps, Chris Brokaw, and Mira Lake. Come out to the Interurban Gallery on Friday, August 31st to hear these Pacific Northwest songwriters share their music. Tickets are $10 at Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu Records.
Playing this Friday, August 24th, at the Waldorf. That would be San Francisco's Lumerians. And we just heard Black Tusk off last year's Trans Millennia album through Knitting Factory, label based on the old Tribeca Club, Manhattan, New York, and its Los Angeles offshoot. And behind me here, this is from 1975's Continente Nero. This is Piero Umiliani with Oasi. It's 7:45 Pacific here in wonderful Lower Mainland. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak, and this is Exploding Head Movies. And playing the day after the Lumerians at the Waldorf are local good guys and local good girl Black Mountain. It's going to be an all-day outdoor festival at the Waldorf, as Black Mountain are going to be joined by Lady Hawk, Basketball, and Quest for Fire. And that all starts at 5 p.m. in the parking lot there. It's all ages. They also tout a tent full of beer, apparently. So I think that should be dynamite, although I think things in separate places. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a little something from the Year Zero soundtrack. This is Black Mountain with Breathe. We'll be right back.
many crumbs of bread until I was blind and dry. The climate here is getting stale. This country's going to hell. Expedite my passport and put me on the next plane. These all get outstanding under a false name. Make it quick, knock me out cold. Let the autopilot get it under control. Mistakes were made by the street patrol. A brown show downtown fit for sunbonds in brown. Stand tall, don't think of the fall. Like the great Charles Blonde. The shape we're in at 3 a.m. Drunk on common sense and gin. Plead the Fifth Amendment and forget about last year. Long days under the dome. Just make it quick, knock me out cold. Let the autopilot get it under control. Mistakes were made by the street patrol. Explain it to me when we're all over. The lines are tapped. Cross it out in black. No more heart attacks. Your eyes to meet me, just a glance discreetly, just a glance could make such a fool out of me.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
We'll be right back.
Background, this is Gianni Ferrio with Quando Mi Dici Così. This is off the soundtrack to the 1973 film Torni Argenta, Big Guns. Something I profiled back like in January 2011. If you really want to check out the Exploding Head Movie Podcast Archive Experience. So that's it. Start off with Black Mountain with Breathe. Then from Prince Edward Island, we heard Milks and Rectangles with Brosten Brahim. That's off their self-titled, self-released album, which took a few years to compile due to the quartet's various obligations, ranging from veterinary college to being stationed on a boat out in the Atlantic. Then we closed up with New Zealand's Opossum, and we heard Blue Meanies, and that's off the recently released Electric Hawaii album. It's hard to believe that there's a connection to the fuzzy buzz band known as the Unknown Mortal Orchestra, but Opossum lead singer Cody Nielsen is brothers with Ruben, one of the UMO crew. Although it sounds a little bit more like Beck, maybe like around the time of Guero or what was after Odelay? I think Sea Change. Anyways, it is 8 o'clock here. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And next up, it's the last of the interviews I performed on air last month when CITR was broadcasting live from the Catalano Music Festival. So after talking with one of the High Drops, we're going to listen to one of their songs here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver. All right, we are back on air after a little bit of a power snafu there. This is Gak, and we are live here at Catalano Arts and Music Festival at the Zulu Records stage at 4th and Maple. And we just heard the High Drops play. We actually do have one of the members of the High Drops. This is the bassist, Mike, here. How are you doing, Mike?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, how'd you feel with this afternoon sunny show here?
Not enough wind.
No? Were you overheating or what? Or you were hoping for, like...
You know, sometimes you got, like, the fans at, like, the Biltmore, and they blow in your hair.
Right. Oh, you want,
like,
you wanted the
fans.
Perfect...
You can't, you know, it's kind of cheesy, but...
Yeah.
At least an outdoor show.
Exactly. You need
it's
sort
natural,
of, like, the hair toss
so
and the
you know,
shirt ripple.
No one can peg that on you, you know?
That's right.
It's nature doing its thing.
So one thing that what people who are listening live heard is that for the first song, Johnny Payne of the Shilohs was on guitar. What was the story with that, and why did he run away?
Well, he's a desperately lonely man. He was near tears at the desk at Zulu, pretty much on his knees begging us. Please. You know, he would have settled for a tambourine probably.
Right.
If we let him.
But that was he brought his guitar just along with us, and
he's a lover of music. He just wanted to come up and play.
Nice,
because they I guess every year is a new batch of artists for this.
No, totally,
right?
Yeah.
So we played last year, so he was kind of out of luck this year. So kind of
sort of hooked
he
up.
He found a loophole.
Yeah. You can play every year, just as long as you join the band
just
briefly.
Change the name of your band. That's all.
No, that's right. Have you played Catalano before, either with High Drops or with other previous bands?
I played with Johnny last year in the Shilohs.
Okay.
And that's how I see. I got the loophole real early.
That's right, yeah. He was inspired by your lead there.
You got to get these things early.
Oh, that's right. What other bands are you playing, Mike, as well?
Just the Shilohs.
Just the Shilohs, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so I do see that you have some records and tapes available for sale. What releases do you have there?
This guy's got one, like, 7-inch, a few songs on it, and I know they got a split with Bummer High.
Okay.
And you could probably get that the desk or at Zulu.
That's not bad. Yeah. And then do you guys have any shows lined up as the High Drops here?
Yeah, tonight.
Oh, where are you playing?
We're playing at Glen 360.
Okay.
Probably really late.
Yeah, as it know? Should be. But
it usually is, you know.
who else are you playing with there for that show?
I have no idea. I think Johnny DeMarco.
Okay.
And that's all I know. A bunch of us are all going to California for 2 weeks, so.
Oh, nice. Is that going to be a tour or is it a recording? Or
it was going to be a tour, but not enough shows. So we just kind of just thought, well, we'll chalk it up as
a road trip. Collecting material for like future songs and things like that.
Yeah, songs about dried out hills and sun.
Yeah. I think it's appropriate.
Yeah.
All right. Have you checked out any of the, like the booths and storefronts and food here on the street?
I checked out the booth for Fable.
Fable.
The guy was on Canada's Top Chef. He was second place. You know that?
Oh no, I checked. Okay. So what was he serving
lost
up
out
there?
To a dude from Souk.
Souk.
Which is also Johnny's hometown on the island.
So
and
all
Trevor's from Langley. Another fact you might want to know is the first year of Canada's Top Chef was also a BC guy.
This is always so a great province for
BC's
food.
Yeah. Taking
BC's
the lead.
BC's cooking. All right. So there's nothing else at this point, Mike. Great for stopping all by right. here. We'll let you prepare for tonight's show at the Glen 360.
Yeah, I gotta go take a power nap.
Yeah, good for you. All right.
All right, man.
Thanks for stopping by. Mike from the High Drops here on CITR 101.9 FM. Self-titled EP. Those were the High Drops with Street Girl. And no apparent drop-in by the Shiloh's guitarist Johnny Payne there. And it goes without saying that, yeah, he did join the High Drops for the first song during that Castellano Music Festival set. And once it ended, Payne immediately hightailed it back to Zulu Records and work. So that is the third and final band interview of mine from the Castellano Art Festival. At some point, I believe, within the CITR special broadcast podcast feed, they might have a full MP3 of everything that happened there with all the other bands playing. And
some of the other folks' interviews with the bands I didn't get a chance to see, like New Sensei or Blackout Beach. So always keep an eye on CITR.ca, and I'm sure something may pop up. Behind me, this is Martin Denny, and this is the 1959 title track to Hypnotique, also found on the Ultra Lounge Volume 1 compilation called Mondo Exotica. And of course, later on here on Exploding Head Movies, I'll take a look at the soundtrack to Mondo Cane, which helped bring the Italian word for world into slang, but also that sort of exploitation documentary feel. However, we gotta go off to Russia here for some of the big news in the world of music. And the feminist punk act, Pussy Riot, made its name in the past year by playing surprise pop-up concerts in public places like flash mob appearances in shopping malls and stores, and then major streets. And they're known for the brightly colored balaclavas and anti-Putin, anti-capitalist sloganeering. And three of the members were arrested after a stunt performance in a Russian Orthodox church in the midst of the run-up to Putin's re-election as president of Russia. The girls were convicted in what looked to be a show trial for hooliganism with a subtext of religious hatred through... But their target was the Russian Orthodox Church's leader, who was rumored to have KGB ties with Putin. So the three members of Pussy Riot were sentenced to 2 years prison. The church actually did ask for clemency on their part, as did Putin, but did read that the foreign minister was like, nope, they had to go. Reaction from the music community was swift in condemning the unfairness of what happened to the three girls. And a song in support from Peaches came out. So before we get to that, let's actually listen to some Pussy Riot. And I think this is from their Kill the Sexist album. So this is Putin Got Sierra'd here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Run this shit. Bitch is a bitch, is a bitch, is a bitch. Looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Rifflandia is back for its fifth year from September 13th to 16th. Rifflandia will be taking over downtown Victoria with 9 stages and almost 120 bands, from Cake, Band of Skulls, to The Flaming Lips, The Head in the Heart, Mother Mother, and so much more music that will go all day long. There are also activities for kids in Kidlandia, as well as Artlandia, a bike check-in, a beer garden, and food vendors. For more information on lineup, scheduling, and tickets, check out rifflandia.com.
Oh,
As it started off with Pussy Riot with Putin Got Scared. At least that's how it translated from Russian, and I think it's off Kill the Sexist, although my Cyrillic is pretty bad. Then we heard Peaches with Free Pussy Riot. Song just uploaded a few days ago to SoundCloud by the former Torontonian kindergarten teacher. Now a music provocateur, and apparently she was in China recently, at least based on what I've read on the internet. And then I was told to get off it by one of the inspirations for Pussy Riot, and it was Latigre with Get Off the Internet. From the 2001 EP, From the Desk of Mr. Lady. Reference to the label that Latigre ran. And Kathleen Hanna from Latigre was on record as being inspired herself by Pussy Riot's message, but equally livid when the girls were sentenced to 2 years in jail. And by the sounds of it, might be sort of like a weird gulag-style work camp. Artists ranging from Paul McCartney, Billy Bragg, to Björk and Madonna wrote in support of Pussy Riot. And there were worldwide concerts and protests and almost like celebrations of what the girls were, co-opting the balaclava dress and tights the band's known for. So let's see how Russia reacts to the world's reaction to this. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver, and in the background, this is the Roger Ensemble with the House of Echoes, a composition by Nino Nardini, found on the Afro Spooky Rhythm Percussion album from 1972. And yeah, Roger was that Frenchman's actual name. Sort of like Durand, the guy from Barbarella. Another soundtrack I should take a look at some point. Coming to town on the 1st of September is Lee Fields, North Carolina individual who's had his career resuscitated in the past few years thanks to Truth in the Soul Records. Fields will be playing an early show at the Fortune Sound Club with East Van Soul Act The Ballantines. We're actually going to play some of the Ballantines music afterwards, because after the Fortune Sound Club, they're also playing the Victory Square Block Party here in Vancouver on September 2nd. So, things got quiet. So from Lee Fields, well, actually, we're not going to play from Lee Fields' latest album. We're actually going to go back to his first single. His latest album with the Expressions is called Faithful Man, but from 1969, we're going to listen to a little number called Bewildered, and then we'll follow up with some Ballantines, and then from Victoria, some other sort of recent soul R&B here on CITR. That I knew. Why?
But it grabs you right here, doesn't it? That's my wild child, Mr. Clarence Gatemouth Brown. I'll remember April, all the Beat Boys. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite singers is Minnie Cosby.
Tired of soulless radio? Tune in to Shake It Till I Found with yours truly, DJ Jason. The finest of classic soul and rhythm and blues. '50s to the early '70s, including lesser-known artists, regional hits, lost soul gems, and contemporary artists recording in that classic soul style. Listen alternate Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Podcast at CITR.ca.
And Mr. Freddie King, honey, what you gonna do?
Toed out.
You toed out? Ain't this a shame? Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Right man at the wrong speed. All right, let's back that up. And yeah, sorry to DJ V about blowing a little bit of the promo there. So let's do a little rewinding here, and we will get the Chanterelles here. It's a shame. It's the size of a 45, but it's playing a 33. 1 second here.
Thank you.
now on, the show will be perfect. Everything will be played at the right speed. My word. All right, so what just happened there is that set started with Lee Fields with Bewildered. Probably your state of mind at this point right now for the past few minutes. And that was from his 1969 single, his first single through Bedford. And his latest album is Faithful Man. And he's going to be at Fortune SoundCloud September 1st. Opening for him would be the Ballantines. And we heard Misery off a 7-inch that came out in June. They have another one that's come out that we have at the station. Definitely want to play that at some point, too, because it's always great to have local soul music. And Ballantines will also be playing September 2nd at the Victory Square Block Party. Always a good time. And then we heard from Victoria, a band that was in town recently. And after a little 45 snafu there, we went back down to 33 and a third. And that would be the Chanterelles with Ain't Nobody Home. Great self-released 7-inch there. And their Cross Canada tour complete. And all that. Going back to 1976 in the background here, although the roots of this song date back to the Iroquois in the 17th century. This is Lee Gagnon with C'est la belle Françoise off of Viva la Canadienne. 1976 is also the year that this song comes out. And this is from the Caribbean island of Martinique, although recorded apparently in Canada as well, too. And Marius Coulthier was known for playing piano in a rhythm form of music known as zouk. But on the 1976 album, The Way, it showed a lot of crazy styles. There's some Moog-inspired freakouts, a whole bunch of jazz piano as well, too. But there's also this wonderful ballad. So this is Marius Coulthier here with Natalie here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Cadê? ça gêne, mais ça triste. Pourri la vie. Pas fait affronter ces jeunes gens baratés au tout nu. Veillez yo.
when there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
The Rio Theater is your independent East Vancouver theater, playing first-run feature films, independent film screenings, as well as live events. Every Friday night, there are featured midnight cult classics on the big screen, and no one can beat the Rio for their cheap date Tuesdays.
Be at the Rio August 17th for Dead On Film, the zombie short film competition where 10 zombie shorts will be shown, but only one will survive. Tickets are $10, doors at 9 p.m. This month at the Rio, your Friday late night movies are Wet Hot American Summer on August 10th, Dumb and Dumber on August 24th, and Dirty Dancing on August 31st. Other attractions at the Rio for August include the world's largest touring circus sideshow, Hell's a Poppin', a sideshow review on August 19th. Extra Vancouver and the Friends of Dorothy series presents a special screening of Mean Girls on August 22nd. And don't miss Dungeons & Dragons, a live comedy experience. Join Vancouver's best comedic performers as they quest for glory and snacks on August 29th.
For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheater.ca.
In the background, we have some Riz Ortolani here. Give a taste of the music we'll profile with Mondo Kane, and this is from the Adios Zio Tom soundtrack. The solo orchestra version of Oh My Love. Meanwhile, we just heard a good portion of Kikoil. They're working on the Lovage project from 2001's Music to Make Love to Your Old Lady By. That was Everyone Has a Summer, which features some audio cues from Airplane, along with Brazilian guitarist Luiz Bonfa, guy who's getting a bit of a second wind right now since Gotye sampled one of his guitar numbers for this big song there. Lovage was a project, was an offshoot of sorts from the Handsome Boy Modeling School, the Prince Paul Dan the Automator hip-hop collaboration with tons of guests. And Dan the Automator starred as Nathaniel Merriweather, but then he spun that character off, and he worked with Kid Qual on a few tracks, but primarily vocalists Jennifer Charles from Elysian Fields, and then Mike Patton, best known for his work in Faith No More and Mr. Bungle in the 90s, though as of late, his extreme work as a vocalist. And Mondo Kane was Patton's 2010 album of Italian pop song covers, based on the radio he listened to when he lived in Bologna, particularly 50s and 60s era pop songs with full orchestral backing. Good portion of the songs are by Il Maestro, Ennio Morricone, including this one. The original version of the song is found in Mario Bavo's awesome spy caper film Danger, Diabolik. So this is Mike Patton with Deep Down here on CITR, Vancouver.
Deep down, all I see, quiet on me. solo Zeti down, amo Zeti down, solo Zeti down, amo Zeti down, solo Zeti down.
A couple tracks there by Mike Patton from his vintage Italian pop cover album Mondo Cane, which he actually toured for a while throughout Europe, and I think he's actually getting Australia soon with that. So we first heard Deep Down from Ennio Morricone's 1968 score Danger Diabolique, which itself was lovingly remixed by Beastie Boys for their Body Moving video. Then we heard a movie theme originally sung by Nico Fidenco. That was L'uomo che non sapeva amare, which translates as The Man Who Knew No Love. And Patton's been busy still. Last year, he scored the Italian film The Solitude of Prime Numbers. And this year, came up with a collaboration with the Ictus Ensemble for an insane thing called Labyrinthus 2, composed by 1965 by Luciano Berio, based on Eduardo Sanguinetti's 1956 poem that's all free verse and stuff, and is crazy. Behind me, this is Riz Ortolani and Nino Oliviero with La Crosette, from their second collaboration together, Women of the World soundtrack. But we're going to listen to something that came out 50 years ago and actually got re-released through the Sugar label recently. So that's their work for Mondo Cane, A Dog's World, which is sort of like a shocking, exploitive documentary about other people in the country don't wear these clothes and these people eat these animals, and it just sort of seems a bit extreme. But the music's all jaunty and stuff like that. So we're going to speed through this quickly. So here's Nino Oliviero and Riz Ortolani And we're going to start off with L'Isola Maledetta here. From Mondo Cane, we heard L'Isola Maledetta. Then we heard Casa della Morte. And in the background here is I Pescatori di Rajput, Ginglia Squale. And it is from Mondo Kane, based on the popularity of the film when it came out. The entire Mondo series came out with Mondo Bizarro, Mondo Trasho, which was the John Waters division. There was the Mondo Candido. And Rizzardolani and Nino Oliveira helped out with a few of those, but realistically, towards the end, they were just getting more trashy and trashy. And, yeah, as I said, originally the film came out in 1962, and the soundtrack came through United Artists, but it was re-released through the Sugar label just this year. And if you're big into Ortolani, if you check out Exploding Head Movies podcast number 61, includes some more of his soundtrack work, including the creepy one for a notorious 1980 film, Cannibal Holocaust. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in just a few short minutes, it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and it'll guide you to midnight. I think P-Bone's still on a hiatus, is he? Yes, he is. So at that point, the overnight robots will do their magic, and radio will happen. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via CITR.ca, and you can always search Facebook, Twitter for Exploding Head Movies. For those of you keen listens to CITR, I'll be filling in for Folk Oasis this Wednesday, so at 8 p.m., join us for 2 hours of Kumbaya-free rootsy music. Next week, could be doing The Dark Knight Rises, although director Tony Scott recently jumped off a bridge after he apparently was diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer, so might have to dig up some more films of his stuff, so maybe there'll be a danger zone there. Otherwise, we're going to close off with one other cue from Mondo Kane, and this actually won a Best Grammy, and this was nominated for Best Oscar Song in 1964. It was the first Italian song to do that, so we know this as More, but from Mondo Kane, this is going to be Nino Oliveira and Riz Ortolani with Tui Guardero, Nel Cuore. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and Gavin will be right here, lickety-split.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker.